So if everything is crazy, don't matter, cuz nothing's crazy. You get through it, never stopping, never stopping.
Been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'd still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Yay!
Hello and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast. I am Garrett.
I'm Sporky.
And I am Davide, and?
I am Crow, or Alex. I know nothing about Digimon.
Okay, do you know about Dark Souls?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, that's really what this show is about.
Yeah, I know Dark Souls 1, 2, and Demon's Souls, because I don't have anything that can play the other.
So what's your opinion on Anne Rolando?
Give them both.
It's okay. Stupid archers, but it does stuff I like too.
Yeah, that's a good opinion.
Do you believe Anne Rolando is File Island?
Maybe. I mean, I think it would be more like the parish, but
I'm just saying words.
Yeah, that's true. Like you're just throwing out Dark Souls things, and we're just trying to make sense out of them. Anyway, yeah. We watched an episode today.
Yeah, it was about evil hiding out in very obvious places. And it was about kidnappings, and it was about a very, let's say, different understanding of physics than our own.
We'll get to that. This episode is number 15, Etemon Aku no Hanamichi, there we go. And it translates as Etemon, the stage mounting of evil, or the dark network of Etemon, which is less cool sounding.
Yeah, I think.
Sorry, that just sounded like a notorious TV show catchphrase, Achimachi from the Critic.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about yourself, Crow, other than that you don't know anything about Digimon?
I think that's the most relevant fact about me.
Okie dokie.
So, nothing, does this mean, like, did not watch it when was child, Digimon?
I did watch it when the dub was airing on Fox. And I'm
okay.
So how far
did you get up to? Did you get up to Tamers? Everybody gets up to Tamers and then falls off.
I don't know what that is.
That was the one with the cards.
No, I did not get that far. It wasn't a thing I watched regularly. It was just a thing that I watched.
It was on sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Tamers was the one with Eldritch Abominations, so...
I mean, they all have Eldritch Abominations.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, they all...
Tamer made a point of being about that, and it was admirable in doing so. Also, there's one of the kids in Tamer, and spoiler alert if you haven't watched it, one of the kids in Tamer just goes insane and tries to kill all the other kids. So, fun times.
For those who are unaware, the guy who wrote Tamers also just straight up writes, like, Cthulhu fiction. And it's pretty good.
He was somewhat involved with, like, Serial Experiment Lane, wasn't he?
He was the, like, one of the main writers, yeah.
Yeah, I believe it was the guy who wrote it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep. Anyway, back to this
season. That's who you called to write Digimon.
I wish he'd written more.
And this is exactly the reason why I really want a Digimon game by Kojima, even if I don't really like Kojima that much.
I should totally
make a Digimon game now that it's not in Konami.
I mean, I think you just want Cyber Sleuth.
Yeah,
probably a Vita I want, and I will try that and see if that is a thing. People should just release that Vita emulator we all know, because I'm never buying a Vita.
I really like my Vita.
I really like my Vita too.
Yeah, but like now the Switch is out, and it's like, yeah, I could buy a Vita. Like, even if I had money for it, I could buy a Vita, or I could play Zelda Breath of the Wild.
I mean, I'd still get the Vita.
You can play, like, all of those PlayStation 1 games on the Vita.
Yeah,
but I can
really
play them on my
system.
Laptop.
Anyway, moving back to this episode, we start out on Waymon, who I guess they've just been riding on his back for 5 days with no food, and that's just not a problem.
Well, they fished, obviously.
I was more going for Wilmond is like an organic being, so they just cut off part of his like upper part and eat it.
He's probably like a filter feeder, so they kind of like sifted krill out of his baleen.
I like that you know the word baleen.
Yeah, that impressed me too.
Anyway, so we get off. Mimi is sleeping and I guess thinking about pedicures, like you do.
That was in the dub. The sub was something different.
Yeah, because girls are
I think she was just talking about cooties. A bath in the sub, which is sort of her theme for this episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, women, they love to sleep.
And bathe.
Yeah.
Unlike me. I don't want to do either of those things, ever.
But pedicures, you're all over that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
That silence was awkward there.
Yeah, I tend to wet the flesh out of my fingers, so I'm not into pedicures.
So yeah, they all get off, and they wander through kind of a desert for a while, because the Digiworld is full of fucking deserts, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I mean, it works.
The, you know, it's a GM thing, right? You don't have anything to make happen, just put a death entry for them while you think of something.
That sounds about right. So then they're going to the Koromon Village.
Yeah, yeah. So that's like the quest marker is like Koromon Village.
But then you get there and the name changes to Pakumon Village.
Yeah, and no one finds this out of the ordinary.
Yep. They're just like, hey, are we sure these aren't Koromon?
Yeah, so they do that, and then they also kidnap Mimi, which, again, they don't really care.
Yeah, well, they don't kidnap her immediately. First, she runs into their bathhouse that they have for some reason.
Well, you see, Koromon means brave little kidnap Digimon.
Ah, right. Kidnappy, if you will.
Kidnappy. It sounds like the name of a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a Pikachu with, like, I don't know, like a ball gag in his mouth.
I Kidnappy. Was going to go for something less fetish and just, like... A Pikachu with, like a sack.
Yeah, but that's a kidnapper.
Yeah, yeah. You want a kidnapped Pikachu, which I guess is any of them that work for Team Rocket.
Well, so you don't let it out of the Pokeball.
That's true, yeah.
Is kidnapping just a Pokeball?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're all kidnapping.
Just a documentary about Stockholm Syndrome.
We've unlocked the secret of Pokemon, guys.
Anyhow.
So yeah, that's a thing that happened. Anyway, Mimi doesn't immediately get kidnapped. She first wanders into a bathhouse, and that causes some fan servicey bullshit to happen.
I thought they kidnapped her to the bathhouse.
Yeah, no, I think that's what happened. Although, how they knew she wanted to go to the bathhouse? Are they psychic?
Well, so... Yeah, but,
okay, if they kidnapped
they found
her, that's
her
a
clothes.
Really bad job of kidnapping.
They just kind of grabbed her.
The plan was to like keep them in the village so they could get Edamon so he could kill them all.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the reason why
they have to take a bath.
Hang on, no. I can explain this. And the reason why they knew is because at the very end of the episode, you see like a thing of the Dark Network come out and it's doing like a spy thing. So obviously this Dark Network is ran across the entire island. And they knew and heard from when Weimon let them off that she wanted the bath.
Okay. Yeah,
oh, God. Big Edamon is spying on us all.
Big Edamon. I like it. Then Tokomon evolves into... Poyomon evolves into Tokomon.
Yep.
Yeah, with not much fanfare. It just, like, eats an apple and it evolves.
Like you do.
So then he gets kidnapped.
Right.
And has the most evil thing done to him ever, being poked by a stick.
Two sticks even.
Two sticks even.
Then they hog tie him because he's a hog.
Well, yeah, he's Pigmon.
I feel like just hog tying him probably would have been sufficient, but, you know.
Actually, no, because I feel like he could still use the bubble move anyway.
Yeah, but he could do that through the bars.
Right.
Why don't any of the kidnapped Digimon do that?
Yeah, like, these Digimon are really bad at escaping. They could have just escaped on their own.
It's again, it's a video game thing because yep. this is a video game world, meaning that we live in binary states, meaning that if you're tied, like even if your relatively articulation aren't blocked from being used, you're afflicted with the silenced status, which means you cannot cast spells or move. Meaning that the tying is just a visual representation of you being impaired to act.
Plus, like, a chest-high wall is impassable.
It is.
All right. I'll accept that.
This was another Digimon thing that I did.
Yep.
I will need to make a jingle for Digimon things now.
You need to make a jingle for the segment that we don't know what it is.
Digimon things! That's a temporary jingle. I will make a better one in the future.
Don't undersell yourself.
So then so then they all start looking around for Poyomon after he gets kidnapped. And Agumon finds him.
Sorry. Did we mention that Crow is the one that did all our intros?
Oh, right.
No, we didn't.
I think we didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so all of our insane, weird music that we have at the intros, that's all courtesy of Alex.
This is the musical genius behind the official Digimon Going Digital soundtrack.
Yep, we've actually got a couple more recordings from him that we haven't shared with you guys yet, but we will, and they'll be interesting.
We're hiding them behind our Patreon paywall.
Yep,
hoarding them like gold.
I would legit eventually like to get the entire album done on ukulele.
I'm working on it.
Okay. So yeah, Agumon finds a box full of Koromon, which is admittedly less interesting than a box full of Ogremon. But
it's also a cage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it loses to bring back our our crate review podcast. When you turn a crate into a cage, you lose that that pizzazz, that mystery, because you immediately know what's in it.
Yeah.
So you don't have the surprise, you don't have the flair that you have in the moment where you open a box and an Ogremon jumps at you, or, stuff like that. So I will give this cage crate about 4 out of 10.
That sounds about right. So yeah, rather than immediately letting them out, he stands there and has a conversation with them for a little while.
Yep. As you do.
That gives Agumon time to sneak up on.
Look. Agumon is not the bright one. He is a digichild of the crest of courage, so he is courageous and not smart.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, like, looking at Agumon, and this is like a serious Digimon thing, which we never, at this point, we never talk seriously about the show. So when I'm saying that looking at Agumon, like hearing Agumon this, just made me wish I was watching Try, just because Agumon is dumb, but it's not characterized as so.
Yeah.
It's vaguely made them. Instead, if you like in Try, you get Gilmon, which is a really like adorable, barely like feral.
Are you talking about O3 and calling it Try?
Yes, I am.
Okay, those are different things because Try is more like Agula.
I'm talking about Tamers.
There we go.
My brain is mush today. We are the Digimon experts, guys.
We
are the people that will teach you about Digimon. No, but seriously, like Gilmon in Tamers is just like good Agumon.
Wow! Yeah, shots fired.
Right.
So lore theory.
Theory.
Every Digimon is secretly aligned with one of the crests, and it gives them innate stat bonuses or detriments. Kind of like the zodiac signs in Tactics.
Okay.
I don't agree with that crest, mostly because Agumon in this here was like near the crest of courage, and he obviously didn't have any bonus for it because he was getting his ass kicked by two rabbits.
But he did because he was smart enough to make the steam.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I
will accept that on the condition that it's not that he was smart enough to make the steam, but he was powerful enough to bend reality and physics so that steam thing worked.
There we go.
So like, he literally pulled the Scarlet Witch there and changed the law of the universe thanks to the crest bonus.
Yes.
That sounds right. So the thing that happened is that Agumon, instead of attacking either of the Gazamon he's fighting, against whom he had a type advantage, so he should have been able to kick their asses, he instead fireballed the waterfall he was standing near 4 or 5 times, and that created steam that Tai happened to see.
Right.
And investigate.
And Tai's like, oh, great! There's a sale on Steam right now! It doesn't actually say that, but if the dub came, like, a
something
bit later,
he
would probably say that.
No, like, guys, I assume that's just what Applemon is about in its entirety.
I hope so.
Oh, God, I'm now thinking about a series about buying Digimon, and I'm thinking now about that's literally slave trade, and now that's an interesting series. Don't make a series about slave trade, please.
Well, I mean, it's a little late for Pokemon.
Yeah, but you don't buy and sell Pokemon.
It's weird that you don't, honestly.
You trade them? I guess that you exchange casino tickets for them?
Yeah, oh, no. And you trade them one for another, and, like, that's barter system, come on.
Abort, we've gone too deep.
Yeah.
Today's a Pokemon-rich episode.
A little bit. This episode, for all that, had a lot of really good audio that Garrett's gonna have to cut in for us.
Yeah.
Not interesting an episode.
I don't know, like, it was fine.
I mean, they find a crest.
Right.
Yeah.
Edamon does finally show up.
I mean, before that, let me just say, it was better than the Bakuman episode.
It was not! The Bakuman episode was really good! It had Pokemon in a box! It had Joe being sort of a leader but being awkward in it. It had, like, ghosts that are like, you will stay for us forever. It was a really good episode. I don't know why you don't like the Bakuman episode. He had the chanting at the end. Where, like,
the Russian physicist.
Yes, the chanting from the Russian physicist. I still don't get the hate from the Bakuman episode. It's probably my favorite so far.
Right. So Edamon shows up in this episode. He's going to be our main villain for a bit.
Thank God.
So in Japanese, he's just sort of vaguely, you know, like a rock guy.
Yeah, he's a, you know, charismatic rock star. Yeah, well, yeah. In the English dub, he's Elvis for some reason, and it really doesn't fit with the animation, and it's really sort of awkward.
I don't like this.
I think it fits.
And it's kind of great.
It is not.
I really like his line that you can cut in here about how you say you want a Digivolution.
Well, you say you want a Digivolution. Guess what? The answer's no!
Yes, that was the highlight of the show for me.
That was the best part of the episode. Anyway, so yeah, he has set up a dark network all across the continent, I guess, and that gives him basically the nice things about having internet access that no one else in the Digiworld gets.
I didn't understand any of that. What?
It's because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. What is it?
I don't think it.
What does it do? And why did we have it?
Okay, Crow, if you want to get into Digimon, you will have to accept one thing. All the villains in Digimon have vaguely defined power that are never explained.
Yeah, that's about right.
I mean, it's more defined than, like, Bad Touch.
That's true. Our last guy just has a vague ability to make people evil sometimes.
True.
So he has a network of cables that give him power to see what's happening. He basically just has the NSA.
And to destroy cities.
Also that. So, also the NSA.
And he can also stop Digivolutions.
So,
yeah,
also the NSA.
That's going to be a thing that doesn't happen again until the next season.
Until it's convenient.
Yep, that's kind of this episode.
We found the crest in the cave.
We found the crest. That's the last thing that happened.
So they run away and they're like, they go into the Coromon hiding place, the hidey hole of the Coromon, which is just like a square room made of rocks.
Yep.
And they're like, this is where we hide! And
the prophecy
like,
says we should come here if things bad happen.
Yeah, and so it's just like, oh, you find the crest.
Congratulations, and also you're way further into the continent now because you took a shortcut.
Yeah, because they legit just teleported.
They found the Dark Souls shortcut there.
No, No, because like a Dark Souls shortcut would like make sense and not teleport you.
Fair enough. It's a Dark Souls 2 shortcut.
Just pretend it's an elevator, okay?
That's not how elevators work either.
I was thinking more about the Dark Souls 2 cave where you get to the one that you go there. Also, the Crest of Courage has the sun on it, so we know that this place is somehow connected with the green line. Given that we know that Anor Londo is the nursery, as we establish, Dark Souls says that Guinevere, after Anor Londo fucked up, just went away and built another empire, marrying like a god of war from another place. So I'm going to say that this is the place where that god of war lived, and that was Etemon. So Etemon is married to Gwyndolin, and we are coming full circle here.
Yep.
What that if just sense? Like Dark Souls and Digimon were in the same world, and you just never see the digital world in the Dark Souls games?
I think the digital world is the Dark Souls game. Anyway, that's where my favorite theory so far is building towards. But what you say is also interesting. Maybe it's like a mirror world, like what's happening in the digital world just mirrors what happens in the Dark Souls world.
I mean, it's kind of like that unified Nintendo theory where like it's speculated that all Nintendo games are actually in the same universe and world.
I mean, you can speculate stuff like that, but it's clearly not intended by the creators, and you're just finding evidence to justify something that pointless.
You're ruining the magic of our show right now.
Oh no, I think the Dark Souls thing is entirely worthwhile. I'm down with that. Just like, I don't care if Link and Mario live in the same thing. Digimon and Dark Souls, yeah, there is a benefit to thinking that.
I would disagree. I do 100% think that the developers behind 1-2-3 Switch designed with the appropriate intent of fitting it into the huge Mario lore and obviously the well-known Zelda timeline. I think there's a master plan behind it all, and it's all thanks to John Nintendo, which is the person who makes all the Nintendo games.
Well, I thought if we go by the Smash Brothers, which obviously should be the ultimate of Nintendo lore because it's the giant mashup of everyone, that Master Hand is secretly pulling the strings from behind the scenes.
Ooh.
Or masturbating. He's a hand.
But he's just a hand.
So he'd be masturbating Master Dick?
It's masturbating his finger, actually. That's how it works when you're just two hands.
Well, he's one hand. Crazy hand is different.
Oh, God, that makes it all much complicated. I must go back to my drawing board. And by drawing board, I mean porn Reddit. I don't know, where do people look at porn, animated porn?
The internet?
Just all of it?
I mean, you want a link?
Like
or?
Google? I don't know. I was going for like porn Reddit, but then like I realized I don't know if Reddit is just porn. Reddit.
I don't know if it might just be Reddit.
I don't know how Reddit works.
Okay.
I mean, I assume there's porn on Reddit. I don't go to Reddit.
Yeah, there might be.
I assume there is, because there's 18 plus things on Reddit, so I assume that's where their porn is.
I assume there's porn on it because it's a website.
Also that.
I just go on Reddit to watch WrestleMans. They wrestle each other, and it's not at all sexual. Shut up.
Okay, people on Reddit wrestle each other? Is that a thing?
Maybe?
I think we're done with this episode.
Let's move on to my new favorite segment, where we make up and prove we're a Digimon podcast. Crow, you're gonna explain the episode to us right now in its entirety, so people actually know what happened.
Try to do it in less than a minute.
Okay, so
3, 2, 1, go!
They were on a whale, then they landed on a thing that was either an island or a continent, but then they decided it was a continent. Then they got to a village with, like, little ball things. Then the lady took a bath. Then somebody was kidnapped and some things happened. Then he shot fire at a waterfall, and the weird monkey Elvis was there with his wire thing. Then they were like fighting, and the little dinosaur man turned into a big dinosaur man. And they found a little thing that you put in like an ID badge holder for a convention, and that was important. And there was a square rock room where they hide. The end.
All right, very good.
I think that's great. So, Sparky?
Okay. Who wants to do admin stuff this week?
Oh, I can do it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm going to do the thing, because I changed things.
Okay.
What did you change?
You can find the...
We have a website now.
We have a web... Well, no. Okay. We have a URL now. We always had a website. Yeah. It was deep inside of us all along. So, yes, we have a website. It is goingdigitalpodcast.com, hopefully. If it's not, put some www's and dots in front of it, and then it will work. DNS is really weird, guys. Like,
yeah, I would have helped you with that, but like when I did it for Out Advanced Text, I just like put random shit in it until it worked. So,
and I would have helped you, but I didn't want to.
Right. So I just did it because I'm a nice guy, and I'm just gonna change it so it's without the www because no one uses that anymore.
Sorry, but like. The internet, and in particular Reddit, who's also like the subreddit aggregating all like whiny, quote unquote nice guy, just ruined the phrase "nice guy" for like me. Like I can never like listen to it and not think about like quote unquote nice guy. It's
Right. I was being a good podcast / website admin.
Pod buddy. You're a pod buddy.
There we go.
Okay.
I would give you that subreddit to link in the comments. I mean, it's people making fun of them, so it's like, it's cringy and funny and a bit sad.
And then they wrestle them.
Obviously.
I mean, that's what I would do.
I would pay to watch that.
Anyway, website, goingdigitalpodcast.com, and you can find links to our Twitters and... all of our other things. There's also iTunes where you can rate and review us, and if you could do that, that'd be super awesome and cool. Mm-hmm. And Crow, do you have anything you wanna plug as being our guest on this podcast?
No, I don't.
Okay. One last thing then before I do the thing, Garrett, did you want to explain how we're doing the sign off, or should we just make it a mystery?
I guess we can ruin the magic now that they know that magic exists.
I will say just as a liability thing, they are generated randomly, so everything that we say, just like in awful games like Cards Against Humanity, isn't our responsibility. That is the system responsibility. Also, I wanted to add that, like, about rating and reviewing us, I've been told by people who actually, like, care about looking at things, which is not me, that there are numbers arising, so if you are listening to us and you enjoy what we do,
thanks.
Please, thanks.
Tell us why.
Also,
please.
Tell us. Yeah.
Tell us a thesis for the thing we have created.
It's mostly because, like, if you enjoy us and you explain us why, we can do more of that, because right now we have no fucking idea what we're doing.
And that may be the drop, which is fine. Anyway, guys, I have had a really good time recording episode number 15 of Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, and I hope we do it again real soon. And until we do, and listeners, I hope you'll join us. And until you do, keep your hand inside Genai and keep demeaning Hikari.
The first good one night, sounded so people. Wrong.
Yeah, the second one wasn't great either.
Oh, and that's the one you generated on the spot?
Yep.
Oh boy.
Davide, what's your sign off for this week?
You should be careful what you eat because it could be turning into a Coromon.
Good point. Alright, I think that's everything. Garrett, you can play us out with that weird song from the Digimon.
Oh yeah.
The Digimons are coming, they're going to eat us. Please run away, run away, run away.
It's time for us to leave here. We really hate to go. We told you this was our place, now you know it isn't so. Pokemon is our name. We're clever and we're brave. You can tell them so because we'd rather run and
never
run.
Trust anything without feet.
Alright. Good night, everybody.
We have to learn how to properly end the podcast.
No, we don't.
I think this is the best possible way.
Say goodnight, Crow.
It's the first time. We can do one.
What's a Digimon?
And until you do, keep your poison ivy within Koshiro and keep co-representing Genai.
I think that's just as bad.
Is it all monsters?
Yes, give or take. Alright, bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night, people.